So with Gregory Copley, my colleague, he is in Melbourne, Australia, his native Australia, summertime, where we're reflecting on events on either shore of the Red Sea. Now we go to Ethiopia, led by Prime Minister Abe, who has been honored over these years, but is now a man under siege by a coalition called Fano. At the same time, Mr. Abe has made promises and remarks these last weeks to link himself and his what is left of his command with Somaliland, which is the north of Somalia. Somalia itself is a brittle governance, probably tumbling into fragmentation. Al-Qaeda's Al-Shabaab is present. ISIS is present. The African Union is withdrawing. The U.S. has been present and has made strikes against Al-Shabaab that may not continue once the African Union leaves. At the same time, there's anecdotes that Iran or Iran's agents, smugglers, have used Somalia itself, Mogadishu itself, to smuggle rocket parts across the Red Sea into Yemen. That's the route that the Iranians take in order to rearm the Houthis. However, I'm focusing on Ethiopia here because Ethiopia, the last time we talked, Gregory, is crumbling. Is there an update on Prime Minister Abe against Fano?
Yes, the Fano movements, when there are five separate commands, their military commands, have been bolstered enormously and continually by the defection of Ethiopian National Defense Force members with their equipment going over to the Fano side. And they've gained 40, 50,000 new combatants as a result. Now, the reality is that the Fano groups are more or less surrounding and containing Addis Ababa, the capital, so the government doesn't control a wide range of options, but it does. It still has some enormous force. The deputy prime minister and foreign minister, the one person, defected or resigned in the past couple of weeks, and that was a big sign against Prime Minister Abe's continued governance. I've been in touch with a lot of people inside the country, and what's one of the reasons I'm in Melbourne, there are a lot of Ethiopians here with good access to sources inside the country. The reality is that senior defense and other officials in the national policy arena are looking for ways out. Do they defect? Do they negotiate with the Fano? How do they act to save the government? There's no evidence that Prime Minister Abe is himself actually willing to, quote, save the government by compromising with the Fano groups. So that it implies that a lot of the of Prime Minister Abe's government are themselves acting independently in order to save their own positions and also, if possible, to save the government. But what it would take in the event of a compromise, and that's one of the things which is on the table now, in order to create a new post-crisis government, which would, if the Fano groups had their way, include activation of the 1973-74 constitution, which Emperor Haile Selassie was trying to get through, and that was the reason why he was overthrown by forces who did not want to introduce normal democratic parliamentary democracy with a constitutional monarchy. They wanted to make the government far more hard line. That's why Haile Selassie was overthrown in 1974. So the Fano groups want that constitution to finally be implemented and force Abe to either do it or to get out of the way. Now, Abe, as you said, has made an alliance or temporary alliance with the Republic of Somaliland, which itself borders on the Red Sea at a critical point and has the port of Berbera there, which the U.S. and the Soviet Union during the Cold War alternately occupied. Within Somalia itself, which had been more or less, the government had more or less been allied with Ethiopia, and Ethiopia had provided forces to help suppress the Al-Shabaab and other Islamist militias. But the government of Somalia itself, separate from Somaliland, has been very shocked by Abe's attempt at an alliance with Somaliland. This also offends the Turks who had been supporting Abiy, because the Turks are committed to saving the Somalian government in Mogadishu. And this provides a quandary. It shows that Abiy is losing his alliances with both Mogadishu, with Turkey, and he's lost them with Eritrea and Djibouti, traditionally parts of Ethiopia. And that's a very significant sign of the weakening of the Abiy government. So with Fano, the option would be to restore ties with Eritrea, with Djibouti, and with Somalia, and in a sense recreate the traditional area of influence right into the Red Sea by Ethiopia itself. So right now it's a crisis point.
Right.
I know that the Fano groups are looking at a joint manifesto, which would come out in the near future to show the comprehensive nature of their thinking. Once that's agreed, I think we'll start to see the final push against Abiy, and that could be within weeks or in months. Gregory, and the United States, meanwhile, is supporting Abiy.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're going to turn to Europe. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.